There are lots of leaders that I agree with and all that. But,
none that stand out
as
particularly admirable.
Oh. If I had a time to do a lot of thinking and make up a list, I probably could figure out a bunch, but
okay. Do you think most people can be trusted, or that you can't be too careful with people?
Well, I think most of them, yes, I think most of them can be trusted.
Uh-huh. Do you think that most of the time people try to be helpful, or are they mostly looking after themselves?
No, I think they're helpful. Yeah, I've always been pretty real good, I think.
Would most people try to take advantage of you if they got the chance, or would they try to be fair?
Yeah, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be fair.
What did you think of the civil rights movement?
Well, it was something that was necessary. You know, although, like lots of other things, you know, there's some things are overdone, and the violence part of it I didn't like. For instance, the Black Panthers carrying guns and taking over the Capitol building and things like that. I didn't approve of those.
Mm-hmm. How about the student anti-war movement in the late 60s?
Well, I didn't agree with them. No.
How do you feel about the labor movement today?
Oh, they got too darn much power. They run the country, and they run in the ground. Now, they've ruined Great Britain, and we're only about 10 years behind, and we helped bail Great Britain out financially here a couple of years ago. Now, who'll bail us out when we get in the same fix?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they got too much power. That's the trouble.
What do you think of the women's movement?
Well, it doesn't concern me too much. I don't object to it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think what most young people need most of all is strict discipline by their parents?
Yes, I think so. At least they're reasonable. Yeah. About this women's movement, though, I think it's crazy to get them in the Army and the Navy and in the police department, and except in a few cases, and fire department. Are out working on the railroad, or out in the woods in the logging camps. They're just looking for publicity, I think.
Do you think most people who don't get ahead just don't have enough willpower?
Yes, that's right, to a large extent. Now, a lot of the young folks nowadays, like your age and younger, they don't see the need of digging down and getting an education. It interferes with their pleasure. And they think making a living just comes automatically.
Do you think a few strong leaders could make the country better than all the laws and the talking?
I really don't know. I think the voters in general get what they want. Instead of our elected officials leading us, they do what we want. And everybody wants to get more and more out of government.
People sometimes say an insult to your honor should not be forgotten.
What's that?
People sometimes say an insult to your honor should not be forgotten. Do you agree with that?
Well, I guess I believe in forgiveness to a certain extent.
Uh-huh. How do you feel about the school bus segregation issue in Seattle now?
Well, I think school busing is crazy. If they take all that money they spend on the buses and gasoline and all that and use it to improve the schools, they'd be better off.
You know what a general strike is. We were talking before the tape was on a little about the general strike.
Yeah,
the
one
the workers went
out. 1919.
Do you think something like that could happen today?
I don't think a complete general strike could be today.
Why is that?
Well, I think I don't think the labor leaders are quite as crazy as they were at that time. At that time, you know, they'd all been working in the shipyards and they were all, had their pockets all full of money, and as soon as the war was over, they went on strike and then nobody needed to hire them. They just lost their jobs.
Can you imagine any circumstances under which you would support a general strike?
No, I can't think of any.
How necessary are employers for running businesses? Could workers run businesses without employers?
No, they run them in the ground.
How about these co-op businesses where the workers make the decisions themselves for the profits? Can those work?
Well, I think a lot of them do. I think a lot of the farmers cooperate do work, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but in general, I think the big industries, they do need corporate ownership or management.
Mm-hmm.